Bienvenidos and welcome to Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to look at four questions that you can use when introducing yourself in Spanish. We're going to be discussing how to make language goals, and you're going to learn about beliefs. This podcast is available on 6 platforms, including Anchor and Spotify. So wherever you're listening from, thank you for tuning in. I also just wanted to say that I feel honored that this podcast is available on Google Play Music, because that's the platform that I use on a daily basis to listen to music. So thank you guys for sharing. Lo aprecio muchísimo. I really appreciate it. So I think making goals is a great way to see your progress, and sometimes people make financial goals or fitness goals, but today we're talking about language goals. Now, language goals should be split into short-term and long-term goals. Now, a short-term language goal could be anywhere between a day or a month up to a year. Whereas a long-term language goal should be a year or more. It really depends on how long you expect to be learning your target language. Now, and a good example of a short-term goal could be something like ordering coffee. So if you wanted to set a timeline, you could say it could be in a week or in a couple of hours. You choose how long you want it, your goal to go for, or how long it's going to take you to get to that goal. So ordering a coffee, you have a couple hours or a week. Within those couple of hours or a week, you need to decide, what kind of vocabulary do you need to know? Do you need to know what kind of phrases to communicate what you want? What kind of dialogues can you practice in order to be ready to order in Spanish a coffee? Now, long-term goal could be something like making a complaint phone call. So this could be a long-term goal because maybe you don't even know what you need in order to reach that goal. But if you set that expectation that it's something that you want to do, you'll be more likely to achieve it. So I do think that setting short-term and long-term goals will really help your language learning. So if you want, you can let me know on my Instagram what your language goals are, and that's just at Spanish with Karen. Now, moving on to our questions. Now, the four questions we're going to look at today are, ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Eres americano? And ¿cuánto tiempo tienes de vivir en? Now that last one's a little more complicated, but don't worry, I'll walk you through all of them. Let's start with ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo means how? ¿Te llamas means are you called? ¿Cómo te llamas? How are you called? Or how do people call you? So this is the most common way I've heard people ask for somebody's name in Spanish-speaking countries. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? The next one is ¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Cuál, meaning what or which, es, tú, your, and nombre, name. What is your name? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? And you do have to be careful with the word nombre, because many students I've taught think that nombre is the same word as number. Nombre, number. But this is the perfect opportunity to teach you guys about false friends or falsos amigos. Now, I do really hope you don't have any of these in real life, but in language, when we say the word falsos amigos or false friends, We're talking about two words that sound the same in different languages, but have really different meanings. Another example of false friends or falsos amigos are the words embarrassed and embarazada. So in English, embarrassed means that you're shy or maybe that you feel self-conscious about something. And in Spanish, embarazada means pregnant. Embarrassed, embarazada. Embarrassed, embarazada. Yeah, they sound really similar, but be careful because their meanings are so different. So if you find a word in your target language that sounds a lot like the word in your first language, make sure you double check the meaning before you use it. Next question. ¿Eres americano? Are you American? Eres means are you or you are. Americano means American. ¿Eres americano? You could also say, for example, ¿Eres americana? And this, I think, is a really good way to guess somebody's nationality. So you would have to say eres plus any nationality, and the nationality might change if it's a woman or a man, if it's feminine or masculine. So we would have americano for males or americana for females, mexicano for Mexican male, and mexicana for Mexican female. And you are welcome to also use the question de dónde eres, which means where are you from. But I call that the Dora the Explorer way of asking. And I do think that if you are in a monocultural country where the majority of people have the same background or nationality, taking a guess on their nationality is appropriate. Now, last but not least, the question we're going to look at is probably the hardest one of the set. And it is, ¿cuánto tiempo tienes de vivir en, and plus a place? So cuánto means how much, tiempo means time, tienes comes from the verb tener, which means to have. So how much time do you have, de vivir, of living, en, and plus the place. So cuánto tiempo tienes de vivir en means how much time or how long have you lived in plus the place. ¿Cuánto tiempo tienes de vivir en Mazatlán? For example, how long have you lived in Mazatlán? Now is your opportunity to repeat. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Eres americano? ¿Eres americana? ¿Eres mexicano? ¿Eres mexicana? ¿Eres canadiense? ¿Cuánto tiempo tienes de vivir en Mazatlán? Hablemos sobre Belice. Let's talk about Belize. Now, in episode 1, we talked about Mexico, so we're just going down the map of Latin America, and our next country down the map is Belize, or in Spanish, we say Belice. Now, Belize is a pretty interesting country because it's not as industrialized as other Central American countries. And an example of this could be that they don't have McDonald's or KFC or Starbucks. So it's actually known as one of the world's last unspoiled destinations. And Belize is also known for its many keys, which are like small little islands
all along the reef or like the coast area. Some sources say there's over 400 little islands just on the coast of Belize. Now, Belizean money is also pretty interesting because if you've ever seen it, there's a picture of Queen Elizabeth II on it. And you might ask yourself, what is the Queen doing on Central American currency or Belizean money? Well, let me tell you, it was part of the British Empire for over 200 years. So, education in Belize, in Belizean schools, is actually mainly in English. So, a little over 60% of the people in Belize speak English, and about 50% speak Spanish. And of course, there are still small ethnic groups that speak indigenous or Creole languages. But I do think that most people will be bilingual or speak a couple of languages there. So, the tallest building in Belize, you might not be able to guess, but it is a Mayan temple. And I think this is very significant for about where it is geographically. And if you look at a map, you can see that Belize is in line with countries such as Jamaica, Dominican Republic, and Haiti. So they are prone to like hurricane style of weather. But it's interesting, the tallest and still now standing building is a Mayan temple. And these temples are made to withstand crazy weather, and you can see some of these ruins if you do visit Belize. So I invite you, if you haven't yet, it's a great place to be off the beaten path. So to summarize, this week we learned about four different questions that you can use when introducing yourself. We discussed how to make some short-term and long-term language goals, and you learned some interesting facts about Belize. So, stay tuned for next week because we're going to be looking at how to answer those four questions that we saw in this podcast. So, if you have any questions or suggestions, or you just want to let me know what your favorite part of this episode was, don't hesitate to contact me on Instagram. And my at is at Spanish with Karen, and I do check it pretty often, so I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Nos vemos la próxima semana.